I honestly think Pep needs to change a little bit of tact. You haven't got Rodri, you have to stop playing through the middle as much, because teams are pressing you to death and they're giving up way too many chances.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, reaction to an eventful weekend for both the Ireland men's teams that were in action. Ulster recruit short-term cover for their front row injury crisis. And we may know the next destination on Stuart Lancaster's coaching journey. First today, yesterday's outing for Ireland A against England A at Ashton Gate proved to be a hugely costly exercise for the players involved. Munster's Shane Daly suffered perhaps the worst injury of the afternoon, stretchered off with a hamstring issue. With coach Mike Prendergast having gone with a 6-2 split on the bench, Harry Byrne replaced Daly but left the fray shortly afterwards with a head injury. Kieran Frawley also departed for a HIA, so scrum half Nathan Doak had to deputise a 10 and captain Max Deegan was deployed among the backs. Prendergast will also be sweating over the fitness of his Munster forwards Dermot Barron and Ollie Yeager, both of whom left Bristol among the walking wounded. Ireland A lost the game too, going down 28-12 to their English counterparts. The Irish tries came from Connacht pair Shane Bolton and Hugh Gavin. Meanwhile, Gary Ringrose is waiting nervously to find out if his Six Nations campaign is over. The Ireland centre was initially shown a yellow card by referee Christoph Ridley for a high challenge on Wales centre Ben Thomas on Saturday. That was upgraded to a 20-minute red upon review. Ringrose is likely to hear this week that he'll face a disciplinary panel to discuss the incident, which could result in a suspension ruling him out of Ireland's remaining games with France and Italy. But speaking in Cardiff on Saturday, interim Ireland head coach Simon Easterby was defending his player.
Those can go either way, and you know, Ringer's a brilliant player for us. Everything he does is with intent, in terms of the speed at which he works at, and that's probably what's cost him there, is just the speed of his movement off the line, and he just doesn't quite drop enough. And you know, he's certainly far from a dirty player. It's just one of those things that happens. You know, it could have gone either way. It could have been a yellow. You know, there's another incident later in the game which could have gone either way, and it didn't go fall in our favour. So you know, these things happen. I was pleased with the way the lads responded to that, even though we conceded at the end of the first half. You know, I think we kind of found our way back into the game when we were down a man, and obviously Bundy, like Dan said, Bundy coming on made a huge impact. When we were up to 15 on 15, then we started to take the game away from them a little bit.
Simon, before the bunker review system, do you think the Ringrose incident might have been a red card? I mean, if it was against one of your players, might you have seen sense in that kind of sort of decision?
Possibly, but it's not the case now, so it doesn't really, it's not really, you know, it's not a discussion, is it? Because, you know, it's the way that we're playing the game at the moment, the bunker system and the 20-minute red card is the rules of the game. So, you know, we have to work towards that, and whatever's gone on before is exactly that.
And on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, former Ireland back row Alan Quinlan did not believe Ringrose deserves a lengthy ban.
When it came out, Ger, and they brought it here into the Northern Hemisphere, I thought, I like the fact that the referee can still give a red.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that, you know, deliberate acts of foul play should be a straight red. And we've seen so many over the years where there's been, you know, accidental ones, and you know there's no intent there, and they feel harsh, and they are harsh, and they kind of ruin a game and change a game. But yeah, there's still part of me thinks, well, if that was a permanent red, I think Ireland lose the game. No, look, maybe they find a way with the 14, but they conceded 15 points when Gary Ringrose was off for 20 minutes. It really unsettled them.
Should he get a lengthy ban?
No, he shouldn't get a lengthy ban. He's going to get a couple of weeks. What does he mean, a lengthy ban? Does he mean 10, I mean,
more than
weeks?
The standard.
He'll get a couple of weeks. He's going to miss the French game. Intermax won in against Wales in Paris. Did he get 3 weeks reduced to two?
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah.
And Leinster's URC game next weekend will count as one of those. So if he gets a 2 week ban, he'll miss the France game and be available for Italy.
You can hear much more from that chat with Alan Quinlan by becoming an Off the Ball member now. And after Saturday's game, Ireland fullback for the day, Jamie Osborne, spoke to Cameron Hill about his own first Six Nations start.
Jamie Osborne, that was quite the roller coaster. Can you sum that up for us?
Yeah, probably a mix of happy and a bit relieved to come away with the win. It was an incredibly tough game. Wales really put it up to us, and I think we're all just really happy to get the win and come away with the Triple Crown.
Yeah, how, I know you weren't in the room for the England game, but what was the message at halftime? Because it was quite a scrap and you were behind and it felt like Wales had the momentum. So what did Simon and Dan say?
I suppose it was just about cleaning up some of our errors and being a bit more accurate when we had the ball. You know, there's probably a few times in the first half where we kind of let Wales off the hook, and myself included in that, and you know, we kind of just let them into the game. And but everyone was pretty calm at half time. We knew going into the second half that we just had to kind of focus on ourselves and do our jobs well. So I think we did that for the most part.
And it took a moment of magic between Gibson Park, Lowe and yourself to get that try. That must have felt unbelievable.
Yeah, it felt great. Now, I can't take much credit for the try, to be fair. I had to just catch it and put it down. Yeah, Jamo's kick was beautiful. And Lowe, you always know he's going to get up in the air. And I was lucky enough to be to receive it.
Playing off those types of lads who can bring those X-factor moments, though, it must be such a comfort to have players who can produce something like that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, like, we know each other inside out now, and you know what each other are capable of, so I think we're good at reading off one another and knowing what's going to happen next.
Cormac Isichuku won't be returning to the Ireland squad for the remainder of the Six Nations. The back rower suffered an ankle injury in Ulster's URC defeat to Benetton 9 days ago and will be out for a number of weeks as a result, according to his province. Out half Jake Flannery and Mike Lowry sustained a hamstring injury and a concussion respectively on that trip to Italy, and they'll be monitored ahead of Saturday's visit of the Scarlets in the URC. John Cooney picked up a calf injury in training and will be assessed as the week progresses. Ulster already have a lengthy injury list, which has hit their front row in particular, with Andrew Warwick, Eric O'Sullivan and Tom Stewart all currently sidelined. To that end, the Irish qualified loosehead Sam Crean has joined Ulster on a short-term deal from Saracens. The 24-year-old has made 9 appearances for Saris this season, with just 2 of those as a starter. Speaking of props, Munster have confirmed that John Ryan will see past his 37th birthday with the province. The former international tight head, who's been deployed at loosehead occasionally this season, has agreed another 1-year extension at Munster. Now in his third spell with the province, Ryan has amassed 238 appearances for Munster, scoring 6 tries along the way and helping them win the URC in 2023. And Finian Witcherly has joined his younger brother Josh in extending his stay with Munster. The lock has made 11 starts this season, helping take the 27-year-old's appearance tally to 121. One other piece of Munster news today is that Fionn Gibbons will move up from the academy to the senior squad next season on a 1-year development contract. The centre is the 5th player graduating to the senior squad next season. Gibbons is yet to play for Munster this campaign due to a long-term knee injury, but he's back in training and he, of course, was a Grand Slam winner with the Ireland Under-20s in 2022. One man linked with the Munster head coach's job in recent months is on the radar instead of a Premiership giant. According to The Telegraph, Stuart Lancaster is in a 2-horse race with Paul Gustard to replace Michael Checa at Leicester. Lancaster is a free agent following last month's departure from top Katara strugglers Racing. The same report says former Munster head coach and ex-Tigers prop, of course, Graham Rowntree, has tumbled down the pecking order about that vacancy. Any pursuit of Gustard, though, himself also a former Leicester player, could be complicated by him becoming even more important in his current job. Turmoil at Stade Francais has seen Gustard, who was head coach in name there, take over from their director of rugby, Laurent Labie. Saturday's 24-8 defeat to Toulon leaves Stade rock bottom of the top Couture's and led to crisis talks at the weekend at the club. Players voiced their frustrations with their direction under Labie, who, to add even more confusion, will retain his director of rugby title but will be effectively on gardening leave. Back in the URC, finally, Benetton are to part company with their head coach Marco Bortolami a year ahead of schedule. The 44-year-old started his coaching career with the Treviso club in 2016, stepping up from assistant coach in 2021. Bortolami's current contract was due to run until the summer of 2026, but they say he'll be pursuing other opportunities in his career instead. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.